What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the epidemiological report of this Wednesday, the Ministry of Health registered 3,443 new infections of COVID-19. According to the Ministry data, 15,649 tests were applied in the last 24 hours, and the 3,443 infections showed a positivity percentage of 22. Regarding the deaths, the health authorities confirmed one in the last 24 hours and two from previous dates, which are updated. Lethality remains at 1%. As for the active cases, it is specified that there are 29,106 at the national level. Of this amount, 28,842 are in home isolation and 264 are hospitalized. Of those in home isolation, 28,800 are at home, 42 in the so-called hospital hotels. Regarding those hospitalized, it is detailed that there are 231 in the wards and there are 33 patients in the intensive care units. It's highlighted that the districts with the highest number of positive cases to date are Juan Díaz with 107, Betania 103, San Francisco and Bella Vista with 95 each, all in the district of Panama. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, announced the possibility of eliminating the mandatory use of the mask in closed spaces. It could be analysed once the cases of COVID-19 have decreased. We're going to wait for this wave to subside. We will sit down with the entire epidemiological team, the advisory council, and with the President, Laurentino Cortizo, who is the one who gives the last word. Then we will see if we can eliminate the use of the mask altogether, said Sucre. The mandatory use of the masks in closed spaces is currently in force, while in open places people can travel without the mask if there is a distance and there are no crowds. Panama is facing its fifth wave of the new coronavirus pandemic, and in the last epidemiological week, that was the 22nd to the 28th of May, 22,364 cases were reported, and with regard to the month of May, 81,848 cases were confirmed. Panamanian scientist and researcher Paulino Vigil de Garcia highlighted the fact that the month of May closed with more than the 81,000 infections and 71 deaths. Without a doubt, mortality has been reduced enormously, but on the other hand, the impact in the economy continues to be strong. I insist you must avoid infections, use masks, avoid crowds, get vaccines, he highlighted on his Twitter account. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, made official on the 1st of June the call for the general election on the 5th of May of 2024. The call is regulated through Decree 29 of the 30th of May, which was published in the Electoral Bulletin 5065, which was read at the event held yesterday. With the reading of the aforementioned decree, the general elections of the 5th of May of 2024 are officially called. We're just 23 months away from the event, and appealing to the democratic vocation of the Panamanian people demonstrated in the most critical moments in history, we invite citizens to comply, attending the polls and voting conscientiously, said the presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, Heriberto Arruz. Of course, going to the polls periodically is not enough. Citizen participation in matters of public interest is essential, he said. In his speech, Arruz emphasized that it is not about endorsing a blank check to the rulers of every 5 years, since citizens must supervise public management and demand accounts when things are not done well. Campaign promises or such management does not solve social needs and problems. The magistrate always assured that the Tribunal Electoral would generate the necessary conditions to guarantee the country a free, democratic, fair and transparent electoral process. In passing, he announced that the Electoral Ethical Pact will be promoted again among the actors of the electoral process and the Digital Ethical Pact for users of social networks. In May of 2024, the President and Vice President of the Republic, 71 deputies of the National Assembly, 20 deputies of the Central American Parliament, 81 mayors, 701 corregimiento representatives and 11 councillors will be elected for the constitutional period from July the 1st of 2024 to the 30th of June of 2029. The bags that contain solid and organic waste are visible in the different points of the 26 corregimientos of the District of Panama, evidencing a crisis in the management and integral management that can bring with it a risk to public health due to bad odors and the breeding grounds for rats, mosquitoes and other vermin. The situation was verified on Tuesday by La Prensa in a tour of the districts of San Francisco, Rio Bajo, Paitia, Las Cumbres, among others, where garbage bags were stacked one on top of the other on sidewalks, even at bus stops. The president of the Urban Citizen Network of Panama, Xochitl Troncoso, said that it is a clear problem because it is not known how to manage it in an integral way, and there is not a concrete plan of what to do. Given the request made by the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, that the commune assume the administration of the collection service, Troncoso argued that this would only be changing the problem of who manage it now and to give it to another. The Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, attributes the situation to various reasons, that there were landslides at the sanitary landfill, work on the waste disposal ramp at the landfill, and trucks undergoing maintenance or waiting for parts. However, it's not been specified how many there are in total. Jorge Luis Prosperi, a specialist in public health, argued that the issue of waste belongs to everyone, both the cleaning authority, which half fulfills its mission, and the citizens who do not collaborate with what corresponds to them in the waste management. He added that the entity must redouble efforts to fulfill its mission of comprehensive waste management and management to avoid these sources of contamination and generate greater recycling. The scenario described shows that there is a serious problem in waste management, although when the entity was created in Article 2 of Law 51, it was proposed that it would be in charge of the comprehensive management of solid waste for its management, exploitation, use and final disposal of the development of a waste policy as a guideline for the prevention and control of environmental pollution in order to guarantee the protection of public health. Given this scenario, during the ordinary session of the Municipal Council on the 24th of May, the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, reiterated to the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, the request to transfer the responsibility for the collection of waste in the capital city. The Odebrecht Construction Company has not attended to 300 pending works in the new passenger terminal of the Tocumen International Airport. Last March, it was reported that the new building, which would increase the airport's capacity to 20 million annual passengers, would be 100% operational by the end of May or the beginning of June. Well, we have arrived at the sixth month of the year. The airport administration does not have an exact date to enable all the areas of the terminal. In addition to the 300 corrections that have not been addressed, Tocumen has requested the Brazilian contractor to attend to 1,700 requests for guarantees. When asked about the opening date of all boarding gates, airport spokesman reported that operational tests are being managed prior to the start of 100% operation. In these inspections, some findings have emerged that are in process of being resolved. We consider that in the month of June, we will begin the processing of passengers. Well, at this time, of the 20 boarding gates, only 9 are operational. After the Civil Aviation, the AAC, will request adjustments to comply with the International Aviation Regulations. The problems with the construction company Odebrecht, the contractor in charge of the work since 2012, have not stopped. The relationship got complicated 8 months ago when Tocumen cancelled the contract under the charge of Odebrecht. The decision was made after several breaches, but Odebrecht refuted the action and filed a challenge before the Administrative Court of Public Procurement. The Brazilian company twice tried to get the Supreme Court of Justice to reverse the airport's order, but the warning of unconstitutionality and an action of protection of guarantees were rejected by the magistrates. The dispute between Tocumen and Odebrecht took a new turn when the Conciliation and Arbitration Centre of Panama declared itself competent to attend a request presented by the Brazilian contractor. Parallel to the arbitration process, the accusations come and go in both directions, while Odebrecht maintains a minimum number of workers according to the Tocumen administration. On the subject, Tocumen pointed out that the process is still in the pre-arbitration phase. The judge of guarantees of the province of Chiriquí, Juan Castillo, charged the citizen Ahmed Hisham Ahmed for the alleged commission of the crimes of femicide, deprivation of liberty, and aggravated robbery against the businesswoman Stephanie Rodriguez, an event that occurred on March the 30th of this year. At the indictment hearing held this Wednesday at the Chiriquí Judicial Branch, prosecutor Bolívar Espinosa reported that he presented the elements of conviction that would link Ahmed Hisham Ahmed to the events. Similarly, Cristobal Sanchez, lawyer for Rodriguez's family, explained that blood was observed in the test carried out in the defendant's car. He added that during a search proceeding carried out at the detainee's residence, it was found that his slippers also had traces of blood. From that date, they have 6 months to continue the investigations into this case that has caused a stir in the province. Rodriguez, 35 years of age, was dedicated to the trade of various loans with installment payments in the province of Chiriquí. She worked for the uncle of the defendant, who in turn was her co-worker. She was reported missing on the 30th of March. A few days later, on the 4th of April, a special group from the National Police found Rodriguez's body in a state of decomposition on a lonely road near the community of El Valle, Las Lomas. And on Monday, a trial court of the province of Panama sentenced urban music singer Yerick Emil Navarro Mosquera, better known as Yemil, to 60 months in prison. That's 5 years. The sanction was for the commission of crimes against life and personal integrity in the form of psychological personal injury. As an accessory penalty, the court ordered the disqualification from exercising public functions for a period of 2 years once the main sentence has been served. The court also determined that Yemil must pay compensation to the victim in the order of $30,000. Once the conviction has been read, both the defense and the public ministry have 2 days to announce some of the resources established by the Code of Criminal Procedure, either annulment or cessation. In this sentencing hearing, the public ministry was represented by prosecutors Yamileth Pimentel and Frederic Montero. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.